If you've ever listened to Paul Whiteman any time during the past 5 years, you just couldn't miss that lazy style of singing the blues, even if you did miss his trombone playing in the first number. Jackson Tea Garden, come on over here and take a bow.
Thanks, folks, thanks. Boy, oh boy, it sure is hard to believe that applause is all for me instead of for some other orchestra leader who's taking a bow while I'm oiling up the slide on my old trombone. Believe me, it's a real thrill.
Now, if nobody cares a whole lot, I'm going to slide in here just a moment and tell you folks out there about my job as talent scout for the Fitch Summer Bandwagon. Believe me, I like this job, and I think you'll excuse my enthusiasm, as I'm sure that any one of you will get a big kick out of the chance to help deserving people in any line of work to get the break and recognition that they deserve. Well, my line of work happens to be orchestras, and I get a double kick out of it because I think that you folks will enjoy hearing the new talent I'm going to dig up. Now, take the case of our present guest. Here's how it happened. I got word a couple of weeks ago that a new orchestra was opening in Chicago's Black Hawk restaurant. Well, the Black Hawk has been famous for a long time as the birthplace of many top orchestras. So, right away, I was interested in scouting this outfit. And was I disappointed? I should say not, because there I found a bunch of boys that were giving all they had in them. Then when Jackson Teagarden played that old trombone of his and sang in that lazy voice, I knew I'd be guilty of a crime if I didn't put him on the bandwagon where everybody could have a chance to hear him. Jack, how come you didn't form an orchestra of your own years ago?
Just because of a little piece of paper.
Little piece of paper?
That's right. On the paper were the words to the effect that the undersigned would faithfully serve Mr. Paul Whiteman as trombonist and vocalist to the best of his ability for a period of 5 years from date. And it was dated 1934 and signed by one Jackson Teagarden.
Now, so that's the reason. Hey, you know, I'll bet there were times when you were straining at the leash, huh?
Yes, there were. But don't get me wrong. I never regret the time spent with Paul Whiteman. He did a lot for me, and he's one grand boss.
I hope you have the same to say for your boss tonight, the F.W. Fitch Company.
I can say that right now. After this chance on the bandwagon to have our music heard from coast to coast.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
I get it. What would you like to hear?
Well, how's about your revival of that old smoothie, the Sheikh of Araby?
The Sheikh of Araby.
Wait, there, gal. What in the world are you singing about? Don't you know that's all out of date?
Well, who are you?
I'm the Sheikh, man. That's who I be. And all the gals, they fall for me. You loving men from Araby. Ain't Sheikh no more you used to be. You sang this song for years, it seems, but there's better ways to capture queens. I choose this way, if that's my means. Here's what one of the gals in New Orleans.
Now, just a few more important facts about the reason why we picked Jackson Tea Garden to open our summer bandwagon series. First, we might point to the years of faithful service he has given to other orchestra leaders. To this, we add his personality, because to know Jackson is to love him, as any musician who has worked with him will tell you. He was born and raised in Texas and has all of the easygoing charm of the true Southerner. His smile is just as quick to flash on the boys or in his orchestras for those who dance to his music. But perhaps the most important thing is the influence he has had on American popular music. Jack Teagarden set a style for playing and singing the blues that you may have heard from many orchestras without knowing that he was the lad who originated it. These are the reasons we turn the bandwagon over to him with the words, "Drive it yourself," so that he has the chance to come out under his own colors in a big way and to feature the style music that he made famous. Here's another big feature, the trumpet playing of his partner, Charlie Spivak. Notice the way Jack and Charlie team together with their trumpet and trombone on a popular ditty, "Tears from My Inkwell," which also brings us the voice of our charming little Southland vocalist, Linda King.
Thank you.
Jackson, here on the Fitz Summer Bandwagon, we've done our best to help launch you on your career. Now, what's the next thing you'd like to have happen?
I think all new orchestra leaders have the same idea, and that is to have a nice, big, juicy radio program. That's why it's such a break, being here on the bandwagon.
And that's just why we're turning the bandwagon over to deserving orchestras, Jack. As you know, there are just so many hours of network broadcasting available, and just so many hours to a day. So when you add up the hundreds of orchestras in the country, it's pretty darn tough to give them all a chance to be heard.
Don't I know it? That's why you'll find all of us newcomers cheering for the Fitz Summer Bandwagon. It gives us a chance to peddle our wares in the same markets that the old-timers enjoy. All we ask is a chance to be heard.
Well, Jack, it sure looks as though you were heard, all right. Mr. T, here's something you didn't know about. The Summer Bandwagon carries a surprise package for the orchestras we present as the bands of tomorrow. And now, your package is ready to be opened. You see, we arranged to have the management of the Chicago Theater hear you on this program. And we just received this message. It says, quote, "Thanks to the Fitz Summer Bandwagon for bringing Jack Teagarden to my attention. I wish he'd started his band long ago, but I'll make up for lost time by offering him a week's engagement at the Chicago Theater the minute he's through at the Blackhawk." And it's signed John Balaban of Balaban and Katz Theater.
Well, all I can say is jeepers creepers. And that's not a song cue, because I'd like to play something more in the style of what we musicians call a flag waver.
Well, Big Gate, I can't think of any better flag waver than the arrangement I heard you do of Yankee Doodle.
Boys, Yankee Doodle is leading this parade right straight into the Chicago Theater. Let her go.
Riding with his swing band, put a trombone to his lips and swung it mighty dandy. Yankee Doodle played loud, Yankee Doodle played soft, Yankee Doodle played Jackson. ¶¶